Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Do-do-do-do. It's a celebration. Do-do-do-do. Not really, I'm just singing. There's no real celebration. Everything is terrible.
what are we celebrating?
Everything is awful. Do 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 do. We live in a hell. Do, do,
do, do. Wait, what was that last thing?
Hell.
I was saying hell ho.
It's a hell ho.
Hell.
We live in a hell ho. Do,
do, do. Hell. I like hell.
Hell. I was gonna say like hell. I think I was trying to say hell hole, but it didn't work. I just said hell. Hell now maybe would have worked too. I don't plan these things.
No.
Obviously.
We're good at improv.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So good. Yes and.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be good at improv. I think I'm good at improv doing like this show, but like if I was like, here's a scene. I'm a doctor. Hi, Sean. I'm a doctor. And I'd be like, hello, I'm a patient. Here's my body. You know.
Here's my body.
Oh, look at your body. Looks like you have a rib sticking out. Oh, look at that rib.
So much body.
We had some stuff going on this weekend.
We did some things.
We had to see Respect Women's Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, which was a new promotion here in the Denver area. This was their very first match, inaugural show.
Uh-huh.
And we saw it at this dive bar that's been around for a billion years called Herman's Hideaway.
Yeah.
Off Broadway. And that's been there forever. And actually, I have never been there before.
Which I find impressive.
Yeah, it's just, they have a stage, obviously, so they have a lot of shows that play. But it was always like old 80s hair bands and shit.
I can see that.
And like old rock that I was never interested in when I was younger because I was going all the goth.
It's a venue that's been around for like, I think it was like 62, it says on the sign.
It's been around for a long ass time.
It's a long time to be doing shows.
Yeah, so they set up a ring and they did Respect Women's Wrestling. And even now, like looking at the shows, there's nothing I want to see. Which is kind of a bummer because I do like that place. It's kind of cool. And it's very divey, which I really like.
They have a lot of... They definitely have their...
Steel Panther. They're coming.
Was it Steel Panther?
It's Steel Panther because they're like a Led... What? Oh, they're a tribute band. It's not Led Zeppelin.
I don't think it was Steel
Panther. It's Steel Panther.
No.
Yes. I will look it up right now.
Steel Panther's kind of a big band.
I'm pretty sure they're... I saw their
Firehouse is coming. Love of a Lifetime, Don't Treat Me Bad, Firehouse.
Well, also
Steve
one guy,
favorite band.
One guy from Dishwalla.
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
The Dish from Dishwalla. Okay. Dish and the Wallas, but no, it was a cool venue. It reminded me of some of the random ass shit venues they have used to have in Buffalo.
Oh yeah,
back when I would go to shows and bar on the side, venue and stage on the front. But this time, they had a ring in the middle. Some good matches, So you could tell that some of these, not all of these, just from somebody who watches a lot of wrestling, you can certainly tell these aren't a lot of girls who, they're figuring it out.
Sure.
Which is great, and I certainly hope that they continue to do bigger and better things. Well, we had, two...
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town.
It says Crazy Town in Herman's Hideaway, see?
Wait, Crazy Town?
Now, whether that's actual Crazy Town, I don't know.
Actual Crazy... What other Crazy Town is there?
I don't know. Is there another band called Crazy Town?
I don't know, but that's... hang on here. Let's...
I'm looking.
I was looking. I can look at it.
Okay.
So we got here. So we're going through. Let's see. We got the Music of Rush. We got...
That's just a tribute band.
Let's see something in here.
It is not actual Rush.
Oh, they had a mail review going there too. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, that's the 31st.
Yeah,
I could go.
You could go.
I could go to the mail review. It's kind of weird though, right? Like just in that venue.
It's kind of dirty in there.
It's a weird place. Plus, they have like on the side, they have like a dispensary / room where people smoke weed.
Yeah, well, because Denver's lousy with
Denver.
Fucking weed places.
Yeah, because you can smoke weed now; it's legal.
Crazy Town.
Told you.
Do I want to see Crazy Town?
That's I don't.
Warrant. Dishwalla, the one guy. XYZ. That's I think that's a metal band. Spice One. So they do. Yeah. Ooh, Bushwick Bill's. Bushwick Bill's still alive? I didn't know that. For some reason, I always thought that he died.
No, it was the other guy that died, wasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Wasn't Bushwick Bill a rapper?
Yeah.
And wasn't he in that group with the guy who got... Was he the one who got shot in the eye?
Bushwick Bill did get shot in the eye, but he is not... But yeah, the Ghetto Boys.
Yes. Well, didn't the other one die?
I don't know.
I thought one of them was dead.
I don't know. I should know more about my Ghetto Boys before I start talking about
it.
Ooh, check this out, babe. Anvil.
Oh shit.
Anvil.
We saw that movie.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, you. There was like a whole documentary.
Oh shit, babe. This is the big one. Ready? May 1st. Buck Cherry.
Oh no, it's no one's favorite band, Buck Cherry.
It's the guy saw the Todd Cherry. Or whatever the fuck is, I can't think of his name. Josh Todd. Yeah, Josh Todd. So we saw him once at, I'm not done yet. A Starbucks in Burbank. Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh shit.
That's a jam. Dangerous Toys. Yeah, that's a good, these are Faster Pussycat and Bang Tango Live. These guys never stop.
No.
Rock and roll never stops at Herman's Hideaway, guys.
Yeah, looks like I was wrong about Steel Panther. Maybe they're playing like a bigger venue.
Pretty much. Okay.
Because I feel like I saw. Didn't I see their poster though? I swear.
You might have, but I'll say. Let me say. I'll say this much: every band that Steel Panther is either mocking or attempting to mimic is playing in the next few months at Herman's Hideaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good show. We even had a headliner. It was Blue Pants from NXT.
Yes, which I did not realize.
Yeah.
Sean apparently tried to tell me, but I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, or Leva Beats, I should say. That's her.
Yeah.
That's her name. She's quite prolific in the independent scene, as well as she was taking. It was an intergender match.
I love intergender matches.
Yeah, she took on Robbie E,
who
from,
used to be in
TNA Impact. I think he's still. I know it's really. He's one of those guys that like. It's always constantly on Impact because he's just been there and they've built a lot of stuff around him.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's always there, but he's not. He actually has a podcast. He has a podcast called Why It Ended.
What's that about?
He talks to wrestlers that had like big runs in the WWE or WCW or whatever. And he just like asks
why their run ended.
Yeah. Why it ended. You know, like a lot of guys from like the 90s and 2000s, you know, something that, you know, you really can't get somewhere else from like. It depends on the person. It depends on the person because with wrestling interviews these days, there's only so many people that have not told the same stories over and over again.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that you just don't know their stories because nobody really cares to ask them.
Right.
Or they just don't want to tell those stories.
Right.
So kind of, it depends on where that is. And I'd have to look and see. But yeah, but there was they were wrestled and so that was fun. But it was a good show. It was a good atmosphere.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Respect women's wrestling.
We had a good time. We'll see if they'll do it again.
Yeah,
I'm assuming they will probably either that place or somewhere else. So that was fun. So we did that. And then on Saturday, So here in Denver there has been for years something called the National Western Stock Show. And every single year, they kick it off by driving a bunch of longhorned cattle down the streets of Denver to the Western Complex, which is like outside of Denver, actually close to Mile High Comics, where the stockyards are. People come from all over to show their cows, basically sell their cows. It's all beef cattle. And then, you know, other things too, horses. I think there's pigs there too. We didn't see any, but just like a big thing. And there's also like a bunch of vendors, kind of like a convention. There's like a convention floor where they have just all sorts of vendors selling stuff. And
like, you know, like outdoor stuff.
Outdoor
like
stuff, just Western wear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that sort of shit. And then also they have at the same time, they have a rodeo. And apparently, you know, this rodeo is a very big deal. So I've lived in Denver most of my life. I grew up here, except for when I lived in Boston and L.A. I have lived in Denver most of my life. But I've never been because my mom is not going to – she would never take me when I was a kid because there's no way in hell my mother is tromping around in mud stepping over cow patties because my mother is a city girl. It is not going to happen. Even though my mom was born on a farm, there's no way in hell she's going to be, tromping around in the mud. So we never went when I was a kid to the National Western Stock Show. So yeah, my mom was never going to go take us to this thing. My dad didn't take us, whatever. So when we moved here, I decided it was something that Sean and I should experience. To really experience the full Western effect that is Denver. You know, and so I bought us tickets to go see a rodeo, which, again, I've never fucking been to. We'll never go see again. It's not bad. It's just not for me. And honestly, I was really cheering for the animals instead of the people.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was fun. It was interesting. We did get to see, like, they brought out, like, you know, teams pulling stagecoaches and stuff because it's at the Coliseum. And they brought out these teams pulling stagecoaches and these gorgeous Clydesdales.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, yeah. Gorgeous Clydesdales come out. And that was great to see.
And there was kids riding sheeps.
There were, they're mutton busting, is what it's called. Bust. Which is when, like, a little tiny child rides a sheep.
Yeah.
And the sheep runs and the kid tries not to fall off.
There's also a really bad rodeo clown. Was just
That guy.
Who was just basically just a fat guy in some shitty paint.
He kind of looked like the, what's his name from ICP?
What, by Violent J?
Yeah, except his paint was very bad. It was not nearly as good.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what he looked like. And he was just,
could, you could have gave him some help on some,
really could have,
some paint.
Yeah, but, you know, he was just this, like, random rodeo clown and, like...
Well, also, too, here's the thing. This is the thing. So he's out there. He's basically just the MC. There's a guy that's, like, the MC.
Yeah.
That's, like, now doing all the announcing. And then there's, like, a guy that's out there just kind of... trying to be, like, more entertaining. And
yeah, and I get the reason he was there. It was because, like, he came out when they were doing the cattle rustling part.
Yeah.
So, like, first we saw, like, the bucking broncos part. You know, when they sit on the horse bareback and it bucks, and you have to stay on for 8 seconds.
Yeah.
So first there was that part. Then there was the cattle rustling part, which that part is where you get these poor fucking cows. You get the cows... and they run out, and the dude rides after him in the horse, and the first thing we saw is he jumps off the horse, and he actually wrestles the cow to the ground.
Yeah, that guy was really good.
That was the first one. And it does take, in between riders, like a good, like, what, like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So that's why that guy was out there.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody, you know, that needs to...
Obviously, need, yeah, because it gets really boring just sitting there being like, so what are these guys doing?
Right now, this guy's out there doing a bit. For some reason, he did a bit where it implied that the MC had... that hit the rodeo clown's kids...
Were the MC's kids?
Were the MC's kids, because the MC
had fucked sex, his wife.
Had fucked the rodeo clown's wife, and now he has triplets. And I was like, what is going on here?
I was like, this is a family-friendly show. It is literally 11 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
And this clown's like, you know, I whatever. But yeah, it was...
So that was kind of weird. So we saw that, and then we saw roping, and then we saw more people riding horses that buck.
And we left.
And then we were like, this is kind of boring, and we left. We did not see any bulls. Because the stock show goes on for like 2 weeks. And I guess... Thursday night before, because we went on Saturday, there was some kid, I mean, 25-year-old kid, riding a bull, and he got off the bull, and the bull stomped on him right in his chest, and dude died. What they said is he, like, got up, he, like, clutched his chest, got up, fell, and then eventually made it out of the ring, but, yeah, that he fled, he died. You can die doing this shit.
You can also make a lot of money. Apparently.
You can. Oh, shit. They were talking about one guy. They were like, oh, yeah, this one guy rode a Bronco for 8 seconds and he won $450,000 or something. And I was just like, the fuck, man?
All I need to do is ride a horse and I can go to any college and pay it off in cash.
Shit.
Fuck that shit.
Many times over.
I can go to a lot of colleges.
Yeah, but would you want to?
Yes.
You want to ride a horse? You know what?
If I was going to college, I'd be like, right, hang on, BRB, going to ride a horse.
Gonna go make $450,000. And then just
show up in financial aid with a bag of money covered in dirt. Just be like, done. Fuck out. Just like, and they'll be like, did you ride a horse? I'm like, yep.
Did you ride a horse?
Time for education.
I don't know how they score rodeo.
That's something I, because
they'd be like, he got 87 points, and I'm like,
they would give guys like points just for like getting on the horse, and then they
do they? I don't know.
But that's what it felt like. They'd be like, oh, he got like 86 points. Like, he didn't do anything. He fell off.
But I think it has to do with like your form. I don't know. I honestly, I have no clue. So we did that thing, and we walked around the floor, and that was it. And then we went to Mile High Comics.
Yeah, because Mile High Comics is like literally like...
I did see many cows, though. Just really quick. It was very exciting to see the cows.
Moo.
Because I did not know that cows like to be groomed so much.
Oh, yeah.
I had seen, like, this, like, they have, like, a cow groomy video thing. I don't know, that went viral a while ago, where it's, like, this spinning brush.
Uh-huh.
And this cow is just, like, rubbing her face on it because she really likes to be brushed. But apparently cows themselves really like to be groomed. So, like, when we got there in the morning, it was, like, 9:30, you have to walk up on this steel walkway that goes over the stockyards. You can go walk amongst the cows, like the little pens and stuff, but we went over and like everybody was like washing their cows, mm-hmm. like getting them ready to go show.
Yeah.
And so they like wash them and then they spray them with like an air thingy, like you would put air in your tires with, and they like spray them down and those cows were just like so happy.
That's how I want to bathe now.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that looks fun. So yeah. So that, I mean, you could buy bull semen there too.
You can get everything there.
You can get everything there.
You could get alpaca socks.
Yep, people were really pushing the alpaca fur stuff.
We even got an acai bowl.
Yeah, they did. They had an acai bowl there. I was very excited.
And then yeah, you could get yourself a Traeger grill. You get yourself a fucking bag of popping corns.
Hot tubs.
Hot tubs. You can get everything.
Fencing.
Oh, you can get everything. Yeah, yeah.
The cattle fencing, obviously. Yeah.
Well, you need that. I mean,
you need that. Of course.
If you're selling cattle fencing, you better be there.
Of course.
I have the best cattle fencing ever.
Since we were so close to Mile High, we just decided to go over. I think it took us, what, 5 minutes to get there?
Yeah, which is kind of
nice. We were
nice.
So close.
Kinda
so,
nice.
Went over to Mile High. They were having a 50% off sale of some of their comics, so that was cool.
I didn't know it was.
Which I didn't know either. But apparently, like, if they were labeled with a blue sticker or something, they were not 50% off. But if they were yellow, they were.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. So I ended up buying a romance comic, which I'm very excited about, and that was 50% off.
Yeah.
And I got a Showcase. Showcase presents Superman Family.
Superman Family.
Volume 1. I don't love that it's black and white, but I'm literally just going to color it. So I'm going to treat it as a giant coloring book.
Yeah. I read my Eclipso one like that. It was fine.
I'm sure it's fine. But it says it has the first ever solo Lois Lane story in there.
Wasn't that in the... That's got to be... You have that in color.
I'm sure I probably do.
I think it's in the...
But that's in there. And then I've got a bunch of Jimmy Olsen's in here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting to see that. And there's actually apparently 4 volumes of this.
There's 4... Well, here's the thing. There's 4 volumes
exciting.
Of that. And then there's
and
also...
There, it was only like $16.99. It was cheap as shit.
Yeah, those are cheap because because they're black and white. So, But I think there's also... And I didn't realize this. There's a... And this one was in color. The Many Transformations of Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
I showed you that.
That would be cool. I might get that one
of
these
days. Yeah, that's... That's one that that's the thing about Mile High is that their trades are
they've got a bunch of stuff.
They literally have everything, and there might be even stuff that's like out of print there. I picked up a few issues. I actually picked up our comic that we're going to be reading today.
Yes, you did.
As well as I found a issue of the first volume of the official handbook of the Marvel Universe. And I was just like, you know what? I'll get this. And then I grabbed the entire miniseries, 3-issue miniseries of the 1983 DC run of Power Lords.
Oh, boy.
Which is a action figure line that nobody talks about anymore. But
nope. It
is quite the trip. And we're going to be doing that on the show at some point, too. Because... Why the fuck not? And that was discounted too, so I got pretty lucky. And I picked up the second version of Toy Biz's Kane.
Oh, that's right. You got
not,
that.
But not the wrestler Kane, the X-Force Kane, also known as Weapon X, Garrison Kane. That's his name. And then we did some stuff. We went on home and decided to stop on the way home to 2nd and Charles because I had the gift card, you know, to use so we could buy some shit. And I picked up the trade for Mutant Massacre, which is something that I've been wanting to get my hands on for a while, the X-Men Mutant Massacre. And so that was pretty cool. So I found that, you know, found that cheap. And then what else did I get? And I got more issues of X-O Manowar because I enjoyed this book that we read so much.
Well, that's what we're going to be reading today.
Right. And I was like, I kind of got the issues surrounding the book, so I'm just going to see if there's more that I like. And I also got myself an SNES controller, a turbo controller. So made out pretty good, and you got some books. So.
I did. I bought a bunch of books about horrible things happening and people dying. They're not fiction. Like, I literally bought a book about the 1918 flu Epidemic. I bought a book about a blizzard that killed a bunch of people in
1888. Yeah. 100 year anniversary.
What else did I buy? I bought like a bunch of shit. It was very, very exciting. So it's all like, is this a terrible thing that happened in American history? I'm going to read about it.
Yeah, you've been getting into that groove.
Well, and I had done that before too, because I read this book called The Worst, and I actually, it was at Second and Charles, and I almost bought it, even though I've already read it, because it was such an like a good book. It's called The Worst Hard Time, and it is about...
I think I remember you having that book.
Yep, and I checked it out from the library. And it is about the Dust Bowl.
Right.
And it is horrific, because it is a man-made environmental disaster, mm-hmm. and nobody ever talks about this. So I read that, and then I read, what's it called? Under the something, I can't exactly remember what it's called, but in that book was there too. I was like, oh, that's that book again. But I already read it. I checked it out from the library. But it's about this firestorm, I think, in Hinckley, Minnesota, I believe is where it is, or Missouri. I can't remember. It's an M state. But basically, it was two fires, forest fires, that converged on this poor town in like 1814, and so many people died. So I read that. So basically, I just got like a bunch of like disaster books. Oh, and I got something about the Green River Killer. I got that. yeah. So that's what I ended up buying.
She's a cheerful gal.
I am. I actually really like stories like that. I know that's awful, but I really do.
So, yeah. Well, we had some fun doing that stuff.
Oh. Well, I found them. I also bought a book about the deadliest hurricane ever to hit the United States, which happened in like the 1900s and hit Galveston, Texas, because nobody knew it was coming. A bunch of people died. I bought something called Wicked Boy, which is a story of a famous murder in Victorian England. And oh, here it is. It's another one about, this is called Indifferent Stars, Indifferent Stars Above, the harrowing saga of a Donner Party bride. So that was about a woman who got married and then was on the Donner Party and probably got eaten. So that's what I ended up buying.
The Donner Reception.
I'm actually really looking forward to reading all of those. I'm very excited about it.
Such a morbid palate.
Yeah, really. Really, really is.
So let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
So which is the hottest Marvel character?
Iron Man.
Ant-Man. I can't decide between Professor X and Magneto, so both.
Loki.
Is Wolverine Marvel?
What about White Tiger?
What about White Tiger?
Doc Samson.
Who's he?
Star Fox.
That's a video game.
The girls go on a journey to determine every Marvel character's hotness in Ohotmu or Not, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast you didn't know you wanted. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is XO Manowar, number 16, from May 1993.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another Valiant book. We're stepping outside of the usual Marvel DC selections.
Uh-huh.
Because I've always been fascinated by XO Manowar.
Why?
Because it was one of those books, one of those characters that they would always talk about in like Wizard.
Okay.
So it was one of those things where I was like, because obviously in the 90s, especially in Wizard, like I feel like Wizard, and I could be wrong, but Wizard, I feel like, had some significant stake in Valiant some way.
Okay.
That, you know, they were often featuring a lot of their characters and doing a lot of promotions with them. And granted, they did promotions with everybody, but, I mean, Image, you know, was a topic. Farland for a while had a column in Wizard, so I can't really say that, you know, it was completely Valiant stuff like that, but he was, you know, they got a lot of airtime.
Sure.
You know, a lot of space in there. And, you know, Valiant was just starting around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those Valiant comics were a thing that kind of passed me by.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't always a thing that I was really interested in. I mean, they were always around, but I never really was like, oh, you know, I should probably start reading these. You know, this didn't really fit in with my tastes. But I was familiar with XO Manowar. And I've always been like, oh, you know what? I feel like I should. It's worth taking a look. You know, it's worth checking out. And yeah, so that's why I picked this up. And basically, the best way to describe Exo Manowar is it's like Iron Man, but if Iron Man's outfit was like Spider-Man's black costume.
Okay.
You know, like it basically, you know, it's a like a kind of like a sentient being on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is able to wrap itself around the user and create like a, you know, basically like an Iron Man type of suit and help, you know, kind of create weapons and all sorts of things. And from what I understand, this is really, I don't know much about the history of Exo Manowar, of like what the character is and stuff like that. I didn't really do any research. But I do know, I feel like I know a little bit where the guy that's using the suit is a guy named Eric.
Uh-huh.
And I think I feel like it was like a Vandal Savage situation.
Oh, okay.
Where he was like a Neanderthal, or he was from like this technologically bereft time or period or some sort of society.
Is that why he's such a humongous cock?
Yeah.
He's also really a horrible.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Horrible. How this man is a hero baffles me.
Well, this is the thing. So I've never read one of these comics. I just know cursory things about the character and, you know, and I decided to read in Wizard.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so he has this, you know, but basically, like this, whatever it's called, the good skin, the armor is called the good skin. He always refers to it as good skin.
Okay,
and so
here's your.
Oh, okay, you gonna?
I pulled that up for you.
Fictional character biography.
Visigoths.
Oh, Visigoths! Oh boy. Yeah. Eric of Dacia, whatever, heir to the throne of the Visigoths, never knew peace.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens came. And he led a revolt, and he stole this alien's like relic, which was
his
armor.
Yeah,
and it bonded with him, the first of its kind to survive this process, and basically learn that due to the time dilation, and then he got stranded. Somehow he escaped these aliens and went back to Earth, and then
lived forever.
Yeah,
apparently.
And then there was all this other bullshit. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
The basics.
Yeah, basics is that basically it's a. Yeah, I knew there was some sort of like connection.
Yeah.
With that regard. So, anyways, that's what we're dealing with here. The cover of this book doesn't really tell you much of anything. It's just Exo Manowar on the cover, standing in some water. Looks like he's standing up from some water. He's dripping water. And there's like exploding debris around him, and he's just standing there, and you know, you're just like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
So this issue is called Family Matters. Mm-hmm. Steve Urkel shows up later. And so basically we start off with we're on a New England beach, which
That I thought was weird.
Is this Revere Beach?
Yeah, it's Revere Beach.
Revere Beach. Fucking it, sucking every night of the week.
There's too many rocks, like outcroppings for this to be Revere Beach, but okay.
Well, I mean, it could be like on the Cape or something.
It probably is.
Somebody's gonna get some taffy afterward.
Yeah, some sponge candy without chocolate on it.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, that's how we do.
So this dude is on the beach and he's talking to these mobsters
they're basically like drug runners.
Yeah, drug runners or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they're, is it drug runner? I think they're drugs, eh?
I think it's drugs.
Drugs, weapons, you know.
Drugs and weapons. Basically, it's a cartel.
Yeah.
And there's these dudes, and they're like, hey.
Well, basically, so they're talking to this guy. I forgot who this guy is.
I don't know, but he fucked up.
He fucked up and basically.
And they're mad at him. So they took him out to this beach, which we all know a secluded location with a bunch of mobsters is never a good sign.
Uh-huh.
Right? So they're like yelling at him and whatever, and this girl just happens to be watching what's going on.
Yeah, and so then you turn. So then this guy's about to run away. You turn the page.
This dude
gets
killed. It's actually great.
Well, can I say?
Holy shit! Is there so much blood in this book?
Well, that's why I wanted to read this because I've only had cursory knowledge of Exo Manowar and some of these Valiant comics or whatever. I always assumed that they were just boring. I always thought they were more boring. I always thought they'd be more boring.
So many people get
there's a dude getting it. He's getting a hole blown through his chest, and there's so much blood.
Yeah, it's great.
And the way that it's drawn, it's not just like, you know, like Marvel blood, where it's like black.
No.
Like, this is like bright red, like Dario Argento blood.
This is actually great. I was like, this guy got murdered. It's pretty awesome.
I mean, there is literally a water balloon full of blood, which is basically what we are.
And I just remembered, it's actually weapons, because what they kill him with is what they're trafficking. Okay. It's like a laser gun thingy.
Yeah, it's like a fancy.
And it just, right through his fucking chest, this dude is absolutely dead. And then, to add like insult to injury, he like catches on fire.
Yeah, he's just sitting there burning.
Which, again, is awesome.
But then I also like this main dude here, this main, whatever, I forgot what his name is.
Some guy from the cartel. The cartel guy.
I forgot he's got a name. But he looks like Robert Davi.
Uh-huh.
So I'm on board with that. Even though Robert Davi's kind of crazy. But he also has a necklace that just says number one. I just noticed that. But they hear the girl that's been watching them, and she's like running away. And so it turns out that this girl is this guy's, the dead guy's daughter.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. But so they're like, all right, we'll go ahead and shoot that girl. And they start shooting
at her.
And
they try to, and they're just like blowing shit up. But she escapes. As I like that one picture over there where it looks like they're trying to shoot her, but they shot the side of the rock instead, and they're just like caught in an avalanche
These guys don't die.
Yeah, and they should. But she escapes until she gets away.
So now we get to, now we're in upstate New York. I kind of wish I knew where. It's in Buffalo.
Sure. Is everybody more Western, though?
Buffalo is Western New York, but everybody refers to anything that isn't New York City upstate. So it could be technically be Buffalo.
I always thought that was referred to as Western New York, and upstate was like
the Adirondacks?
Yeah.
Well, it could also be anything else that's Central New York or whatever. I mean, it could literally be anything up above, like, New York City. So, yeah, we don't know exactly where he is, but he's apparently on the Avengers compound, because that's where Exo Manowar shows up, and he's got this... I understand, and no...
I don't love this costume.
I'm fine with it.
No, I mean, it's really kind of ugly. That's not the problem that I have with it. My problem with it is, like, the weird gold plating around his abs.
It's kind of like the under skin or whatever.
It just looks so weird. I mean, I get that it's kind of like everything else looks like crazy muscle striations and stuff. There's something about the way it's just drawn where his abs are that just is awkward.
Yeah,
for me. But yeah, I mean, it's very 90s. I don't love it. It's fine.
I don't know. I don't feel it's as 90s.
It's
as
not
it
terrible.
Could be. I've always
we have seen uglier things.
Yeah. Oh,
on
yeah.
This show, this is not terrible.
He has sans pouches.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He is missing many a pouch.
You can create a pouch if he needs it. But so he's flying into his gigantic house, or I'm assuming
and
it's
this,
his house.
Yeah, and it really throws me off because he says something like, "Who's at my door? Good skin." And I was like, "What? What?" And at first, I thought it was like this character. His saying,
yeah,
like he just calls things good skin or whatever, but I didn't understand what that meant until I realized
up,
it was
good
this
skin?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm gonna start doing that.
It's very weird out of context.
Yo, what up, good skin?
Because I don't know anything about Exo Man of War, so he's just walking around calling shit good skin, and I'm like, I'm confused. He's a dermatologist by trade, apparently, and he's just like...
Oh, man, if I was a dermatologist, I'd be walking in and I'd be like, yo, what up, good skin?
He's like, my weapon is to make sure that everybody is acne-free.
Just squirting different on everybody.
Pretty much. He's just like, retin-A, like, that's all it is. He just has retin-A guns. He just douses you in them.
Also, he must be like one of those, again, like one of those Vandal Savage types that somehow is able to like
live forever
in a mass fortune.
Oh, sure.
Or maybe
I would assume that if you lived forever, it would be kind of easy to amass fortune.
Yeah.
Just hang on to shit, then it's valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he goes into his house and there's some dip there. His name was Ken. And it is weird,
who
though.
Who also has like a fucked up arm.
It is weird though because he speaks to the good skin, but I think the good skin, we don't hear it reply.
But it does reply.
But it does reply.
Yeah. But there's no narration box for it, which there should be.
So yeah, so he shows up and he's like, hey, you know, this Ken guy's like, yeah, where you been, buddy? He's like, I was doing stuff with, some oil company that you know, some nefarious oil company or whatever. And he's like, oh, he, this is what he says. Okay. So apparently there was a strike.
Yes. At one of his companies. This is where I'm just like, how is this man a hero?
Right.
How is this man the hero of our book? Because he went and he took his weird fucking costume to wherever his employees were striking and apparently beat the living fuck out of them.
Yeah. He's like, I took care of it. And they're like, you know, you could have did that with, like,
you know, we're supposed to have, like,
diplomacy and stuff. And he's like, nope.
Negotiations.
Man of war.
Yeah, and he's like, I took care of it. My methods are sound. And you're like, wow, you're a fucking horrible human being.
Yeah, also, so he gets, so he strips, this is the thing, so he strips down.
Oh, yeah, he's just wearing a Speedo.
He takes the armor, he just strips down to a Speedo. And then he starts to drink a, here's the thing, he's drinking a Michelob Light.
Yeah.
But he's not opening the bottle. It looks like he's opening the bottle here.
No.
It looks like he's just, like, sticking to his mouth like he's going
to
bite it.
Because when you're an immortal, you don't need to actually drink beer. Its essence is just passed through the bottle too.
Oh, is that like Superman where he doesn't have to drink beer because it's
it,
because
he drinks it for the taste. He can't get taste. Drunk. Yeah.
So he's, you know, he's drinking Mick Ultras.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with Mick Ultra.
It's fine.
It works.
It's, it's fine. Yeah.
So yeah. And so he's like, yeah, I fucked those guys up. And they're like, well, look, you know, there's a subsidian or this kind of guy's like, look, you know, I got some business for you. There was a plant that you, one of the aliens you purged last week. So they think that there's something that he did earlier with some spider aliens.
Sure.
Is involved with this, whatever this Ken guy needs him to do.
Well, it's because he was like, hey, by the way, we've got a bunch of missing, two missing employees.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to go talk to this chick who, like, manages this company.
Right, right.
And I... do these companies all work for him?
You know, that's the thing, because I'm trying to...
I couldn't figure out if the company she works for is a part of his corporation, or if it's just another corporation.
No, are we referring to Eric as being the head of these corporations?
I thought he owned all of them. I feel like a Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, like a Tony Stark kind of deal.
Bruce Wayne, where he's the CEO of these massive, you know, Wayne Industries or Stark Industries or whatever, like...
He should have been like, yo, I gotta go help Enron out.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, so he has oil interests. Like, one company is an oil company, and it's all under the umbrella of the corporate company, right? Like, the main one. So that's why
How
was
this guy a hero again?
I don't know.
He's a weird...
Fucking asshole businessman who beats up on people who just want more money or better working conditions.
That's like if Tony Stark was like, you know, hey, could we have, like, some... tartar sauce in the break room,
and he's like, "We just really want a living wage and maybe some health insurance." And he's like, "I got the soup, kill, kill, kill."
Yeah,
you're like, "Oh, okay, you're a hero, I guess."
Also, here, this is the thing. I find this funny because Eric jumps to the pool after he's done talking to this guy
and splashes the fuck out of
him. He splashes like the entire pool on him. I was like,
"You'd think he would have done a cannonball."
Yeah, you thought he would have fell from the sky.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this Ken guy goes and talks to this lady
who's running this corporation that may or may not be run by Eric. We don't actually know.
Yeah, and, you know, but I think this is the wife
of the guy we just saw get sunned.
The guy got murdered.
Yeah,
murdered the fuck out of.
Yeah,
So they're like, she's like, look, you know, I'll help you out, try to find these people, and she's like. You know, so this guy leaves, and she calls the guy up, the drug guy up.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, hey, we have a problem.
And somehow this guy manages to, it's immediate, because as soon as the guy walks outside, he gets hit in the head with a golden gun.
Yeah, so the Ken guy walks out, he gets abducted by the cartel dudes, and they're like, hey, you know, we're going to go drive to a remote location, FYI. And then all of a sudden... this, like, green laser beam comes down from the sky, and it's Exo Manowar, Manowar.
Yeah.
And so he, again, everyone dies in this, like, he's shooting at this
car. It turns into...
They shoot at him.
Yeah. It turns into, like, this... Well, he's trying
to... It's a fucking shootout.
He's telling the skin to, like, calm down.
Yeah.
And, like, the skin's just like, whatever, I am just gonna blow up all these dudes.
It's kind of like Blue Beetle... in the beetle that talks to him.
Oh, the scarab, yeah.
The scarab, where he's just like, hey, you know, don't do that. And it kind of just does what it wants.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing here.
So, yeah, so they're shooting these weapons at him, and he's like, and Manowar's like, this is stupid. I'm going to murder these guys. And then he does. And sadly, we don't get them, what's the thing? We don't see them, like, explode, but we do see the aftermath that are just, like, these burning fleshy corpses. It's pretty intense. And so this is also when I just realized that, yeah, the guy, this Ken guy, has a fucked up arm that he's got that, yes, apparently tipped Man of War off.
That's, he's like, how did you know I was in danger? And he goes, your arm told me. And he has like the same kind of thing on his arm. But I do have to say, can we go back to that one page? Because the aftermath of everybody, that man is in pieces. He's,
oh yeah,
he doesn't have any legs, and he is smoldering and bleeding.
Oh, he's, no, his legs are back here.
Yeah.
literally he is separated from his body.
He got cut in half during this battle.
I don't know.
And they're just like standing there just like,
well, that's the thing.
And he's like, you killed all of our leads. And there's just like literally a like a Black Dahlian corpse in the background.
Well, that's funny because there's like this, so the you see the act happen, but you don't see the actual destruction of the act.
Yeah, and then you
then you see the aftermath, and it's just like body parts just
and they have absolutely, like, no concern about what they're going to do about the fucking corpses that are smoldering.
Oh, they go, wait, well, apparently this town has nobody that lives in it.
And they're just like, all right, well, we got to go. Because this guy's like, well, I have another idea how we can get intel. And this is so fucking ridiculous. So we cut back to that woman, and she is lounging around in, like, a little dress, and she's on the phone.
She's lounging.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Like all women do. And she, not in sweatpants, but like in this fucking tight ass dress with, yeah, these high heels on. And she's on her cordless phone, no, talking to somebody about, her daughter
she's
calls.
She's talking to her daughter.
Her daughter calls and was like, what the fuck? Dad's dead. And she's like, you know, whatever. You're crazy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. She's like, don't worry about your dad. You know, things just happened. Just tell me where you are because I want to make sure you're safe. And she's like, okay, well, I'm at the stables. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to tell that other one of those crazy guys from before.
One of the living cartel guys that is not in pieces.
Well, no, she sends like fucking John Blaze after her, after this girl.
That's
and
right.
So Man of War and this Ken guy fly over.
Well, no, this is how they get their intel. So,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Man of War is holding Ken, who has wired himself into the phone lines.
Oh, that's dangerous. I didn't notice this.
This is so ridiculous because instead of just like climbing up the pole or something, he's literally holding him.
He's hovering with this guy.
And he's hovering him, and this guy's like trying to like, he wired himself into the phone lines, and he's trying to listen at the same time while he's like hovering above the ground. And I'm like, there are so many easier ways to do this.
This is how you listen to podcasts back in 93.
You had a friend hold you above phone lines.
And then you plugged into the phone line. And you just, yeah. That's how I did
you
it.
You spliced on in.
That's how I did it. That's, yep, how I listened to the first podcasts,
uh-huh,
back in the day. That's how me and Benny made a podcast in 93.
So
Benny would be like, Sean, you know what we got to do? We got to go up to the top of the telephone pole and you plug it.
And you're like, well, that, there's so many other ways to do that.
No, it's the only way I saw it. I read it in High Times or something.
So they go to the stables.
I didn't notice this.
It's ridiculous. And so they go to the stables.
And so John Blaze is sitting there waiting for him. And this girl apparently is just hiding in the stables in general. Just like, I think she's just hiding in the stables. Like, it just went straight to the stables. It just hid there
and
for
just
like ever.
I'm going to hang out with this horse.
She's hanging out with this horse.
Just going
to
hang out.
Waiting for a dude to show up and ready to kill her. So she didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
She's been sitting in the horse stable full of horse
manure.
Plop.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then so this dude shows up and he's like, all right, I'm here to kill you. Gonna kill you. And she's like,
no, you're not.
She's like, no, you're not. Here's a horse. And the horse runs off.
Yeah, she like lets the horse run and it like startles the guy. And then, of course, Exo Manowar and his buddy show up.
Does he have to drag this buddy around?
He drags him around. And so she has gotten the drop on this dude,
yeah,
who was sent to kill her. So she's got the gun.
Yeah.
And she's like, where'd this gun come from? Man of War shows up. He's like, don't worry, little lady. It's me, Mr. Muscles. I'll save the day. So he like picks this guy up and he's like, tell us what you know.
Where's Lau?
Pretty much. So he tells him what he knows. He's like, I swear I'm telling you the truth, whatever. He's like, that's great. And then he cuts off this guy's finger.
Yeah.
and it's like running red like a fucking candle on one of those like tables at an Italian restaurant when it's like melting down the side of that fucking wine bottle.
Yeah, that's an intense.
That's exactly what it looks
this
like.
This is an intense vision. visage right here. It's literally just like, hey, look at this. Look at all this ketchup on this guy's finger. Yeah. You know, but yeah, he just slices off this guy's face. You even see the shadow of the splash here.
Yeah.
Kind of, it's intense.
Yeah.
So, and everybody's just kind of like, oh shit.
Yeah.
that's a bit much.
Yeah.
So now we're in Hamilton's Cove.
Yeah. Cause he was like, hey, she's on the beach.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they go to the beach where her mom is, who is now turned.
Her mom looks like Carol Channing.
Yeah. Cause the mom was like super hot and sexy.
Is it Carol Channing or Stalker Channing? I'm thinking of Rizzo.
Stalker Channing.
All right. Good. RIP Carol Channing.
Yeah. So. The mom was looking like hot and sexy in her little tiny dress before. Now she just looks like a mom.
Now she's dressed like
Dressed like a mom going to soccer practice.
Now she's dressed like Melissa McCarthy in that Life of the Party movie.
Yes. Before she gets her makeover, the only thing she's not wearing is a bedazzled sweater. Like, I don't know why it's such a huge change from then to now, but now she just like even her hair has changed.
She should have a bedazzled flag on her that says these colors don't run.
Yeah.
I just feel like that would be a good sweater to have, or just like a bedazzled, like,
like I stand for the anthem or whatever. Some fucking idiot. But I mean, like, she's got like total mom hair, and before she was super sexy.
Yeah.
And now she's got like
she's got nice boots though. They're
like
boots.
A bouffant.
She got Rizzo hair.
So she's there like trading weapons, and who shows up? Manowar blows shit up.
Yeah, Manowar just shows up and they're like, ah, shit, it's one of those aliens. They're coming back for the guns.
Yeah.
Because they're alien guns. And you know, Manowar's just like, ah!
Yeah, fuck it.
Just murdering everybody.
Yep.
And so Stalker Channing goes and runs away.
And runs into her daughter.
Runs into her daughter who's got one of
those
aliens.
Does she have a name? Or do we just call her Kathy, maybe?
Kitty? Kathy? I think it's Catherine.
Catherine.
I think so. I thought it started with, okay. Yeah. We'll call her Catherine.
Sure, Catherine.
So the daughter's like, hello, mother. Here's this alien gun in your face. And then if we go back to the
Did we not get to the part where she was like, you'd be dead already?
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
So Manowar is
I love
just,
that part.
Manowar is just Burton.
Oh, he's just fucking everybody up.
Motherfuckers. But then they use those alien guns and they all shoot together at once.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, ow. That hurts.
And he falls into the ocean.
He falls into the water. And then here's where Stalker Channing is.
And talking to her daughter. Because she's like, you killed dad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, go ahead, you know, shoot me. I don't give a fuck. The mother is like, shoot me. The daughter stands there and she's like, you know, you're weak like your father. Because if it were me, you'd already be dead. And I'm like, that woman is fucking hard as nails.
Well, she goes, weak little bitch. You're just like your father. And she hits her with the suitcase or something.
No, I'm like, that woman.
And the daughter is
a tough bitch right there.
Yeah,
I kind of respect the
way that the blood is in this book here. So you can see she gets hit with the suitcase,
uh-huh.
And you just see all the. It's like somebody drew crayon.
Yeah, because
blood.
Here,
and then she's just sitting laying down here, and so Stalker Channing's like running off, and then we cut back to what's going on with Eric, and he jumps up out of the water. And he's like telling the skin, "It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I was being cocky. You know, won't happen again."
Yeah,
just because the skin was like, because something happened where the skin just let him.
Get fucked
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he just annihilates these dudes. And then we see as he's walking on the beach.
Just dead bodies.
There is just a dude's head just smoking. The head is smoking.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is.
That head is smoking and bloody.
I think it might be attached to a body, but it's still smoking.
Oh, no, it's attached to a body still, but it is. Although this head isn't. You see in the background?
Oh, yeah. No, that head definitely isn't. This one, that guy looks like a wrestler like from back in the day who just like bladed the fuck out of
that
himself.
That looks like the blood in
it's
this.
It's kind of impressive. I am impressed by the blood in this book. I have to say I do enjoy that.
It's like a cover of a 1970s after bag.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so Eric's like, fuck these weapons. And Manowar is like, you know, the daughter's like, my mom got away. And she's like, doesn't matter. She can't hurt. She's on the run now. She can't hurt you. She can't hurt anyone.
Like, that guy cares. He's going to just kill more people.
That's just a way. The way that part ends, it's just kind of like, she's China's problem now or whatever.
Pretty much.
Know?
Yeah.
It's like, she doesn't matter. Yeah. It's like, okay, we're done with this. Goodbye. And then we cut to a few weeks later, and we're in the Mediterranean Sea, and now Stalker Channing's back to being hot.
Uh-huh.
And she's laying on the beach. I think this is Javier shows up.
Yeah, because she's been talking to this guy and he's been sending her roses or whatever, yellow roses. And so she's on this boat or she's on a beach somewhere. I don't exactly know where she is. She's just near water.
She's in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, but is she on this boat or is she in one of those like villas back there?
I think she's on the boat.
I think she's on the boat. And all of a sudden she hears this voice is like, how are you spending our money? Or you're enjoying spending our money or something. And she's like, what? And she gets it right in the forehead.
Right in the forehead, and you just
so much blood.
There is like a splash. It's like a fucking tomato hit her in the face.
Yeah.
And it just explodes.
She is so dead. And then so she's dead. And this guy just leaves like a yellow rose, and that's the end of
it. He's like, fuck it. Yeah. And that's how this ends. That's how
so that woman's dead now.
That's how this Exo Manowar ends. Just ends with a woman getting hit with a tomato.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Could use that for sauce.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Time for some. He's like, time for some gravy. That's that guy's catchphrase.
Yeah.
Shot her. He's like, time for some gravy. She's like, what?
Yep.
Mamma mia.
That's like in the Teen Titans movie when Robin's catchphrase is what, time to break some eggs or something?
Break an egg on it.
Oh yeah. You know, crack an egg on it. It's crack an egg on it. Ka-ka!
It's a good phrase.
Yeah, it'd be like, time to make the gravy. Smash or splatter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
So yeah. So yeah, that's how this book ends. That's Exo Manowar number 16 from May 1993. Would you want to read the next issue of this?
I mean, probably not, though I really do appreciate the way all of these people die.
Yeah.
And how much fucking blood there is.
It's like a real hardcore movie.
Yeah, death. And you're like, yeah, that was awesome. So I do have to give it that. I don't think I'd read the next issue, but thumbs up on the horrific violence.
I'm going to kind of catch up on some of the issues that I bought that are surrounding this issue and just kind of see if they're how they match up with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm interested. I don't know. I've never read this book, you know, read this character before. So the amount of just rampant violence in this and just complete lack of morals that Manowar has.
Oh yeah, I know, he's a complete dick.
Just it was surprising because I was like, wow, this is what this is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is our hero. But I really appreciate the death.
Yeah, yeah,
it's fun,
pretty hardcore. So yeah, so that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean,
and I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can email you can find the show on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And of course, please rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Please tell your friends about the show. We would really appreciate that. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.